Want to see the world from a totally different perspective?
Ready for provocative conversation?
Intriguing stories?
And inspiration? Then don't touch that dial. Welcome to Talk with Francesca. She'll give you something to talk about all week long. Now, here's Francesca. What if you
took the time? Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Talk with Francesca. I'm Francesca, and you're listening to AM 1510 NBC Sports Radio Boston. If you've got any questions or comments and you want to join in on this conversation, please send me an email at host@talkwithfrancesca.com.
All right. Last year marked the 40th anniversary of Olga Korbut's gold medal performances in the 1972 Munich Olympic Games, the time when gymnastics was revolutionized to the sport it is today. Here with me today is the mother of gymnastics, Olga Korbut, four-time gold medalist and two-time silver medalist. Welcome, Olga, and thank you for being on Talk with Francesca today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So how's the weather out there in Arizona?
It's pretty hot and humid today.
It's humid? It's not usually humid there. Last time I was...
Yeah, 55% of humid. It's... pretty nasty.
So what's the temperature? I want to know, because in Boston it's about 90 and humid and it's miserable.
Yeah, here is today 110, probably 110.
Wow. Well, okay, all right, so we'll move on from the weather and find out, what do you see as your greatest contribution to the world of gymnastics, Olga?
You mean now?
Excuse me?
You mean now?
Yeah, what do you see as the greatest contribution to the world of gymnastics? Yes, now. Uh-huh, exactly.
You know, gymnastics is like is the mother of all sports.
Is the mother of what?
All sports.
Of all sports, uh-huh.
Because there is flexibility, there is strength, there is everything, and coordination. You know, this is you can prepare to all sports if you will take a little of gymnastics. Just a little. Maybe 1 or 2 years, and you can go to play baseball, football, and everything.
Oh, so because I was able to do a cartwheel, I was able to throw a ball, right? Wait a minute, aren't you going to be doing the first pitch for the September 3rd game for the Arizona Diamondbacks?
Yes, I will.
Oh, very
nice. I don't know how I could do that.
Well, you're such a peanut. You know, you're a tiny little thing. I don't know, is your arm that long?
I'm strong, but this is far away. This is a man sport, not women.
So
okay,
just...
I will try.
But Olga,
we'll see what this will go.
But Olga, what do you see as your greatest contribution to the world of gymnastics?
Pardon?
I want to know what you see as your greatest contribution to the world of gymnastics.
You know, I was born in gymnastics. And I changed gymnastics, of course, but somebody asked me all the time, you did a dangerous thing, blah, blah. But I didn't. I converted a very good element to beauty.
So, okay, can you tell me more?
Okay, I changed gymnastics, that's correct.
Yes.
And they have to be changed. Because we can't stay on the same way how it used to be. And look after me how popular gymnastics start. And I'm very happy about that because a young generation, they're more involved in sports, mm-hmm. in gymnastics mm-hmm. particularly. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, so after your success in 1972, I mean, thousands of young girls joined gyms. I mean, you changed the face of modern gymnastics. Were you aware at that time of the impact that you made?
No, I didn't, but I did what I was born to do. I didn't know I will be such successful, and overnight I became a hottest or whatever, more popular woman in the world.
Mm-hmm. So, but how did you actually get involved in gymnastics? Because you say that it was what you were meant to do.
You know what? I didn't know about gymnastics anything, but something was inside of me to do that. Even though I didn't see gymnastics. I didn't know, but I always do something. I did something. Just on the street, I climbed in the trees, and I was prepared to do gymnastics by myself.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying it was in your biology?
Yeah, exactly.
And you started at just 7 years old. Were your parents, were they supportive of you doing this? Is this what they wanted you to do?
My parents didn't know I took gymnastics.
Oh, they didn't? You were 7 years old and you took a gymnastics class by yourself? No.
Yeah, by myself.
Seriously?
Yeah, they didn't know. They worked very hard from 12 to 12, you know, and we grown by ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Basically.
Okay.
And first time my dad knew about gymnastics when I traveled to first competition and I needed 5 rubles. And I asked him, I need 5 rubles, Dad.
You need
he said,
five
why?
What? Wait, five
rubles. No, five. Whatever, $5.
Oh, $5, okay, uh-huh.
And our money in our family was very tight,
mm-hmm.
because in that time, its country was poor after Second World War.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a 3 sisters, it's pretty big family. And salary of my dad and my mom was very low.
Mm-hmm. What did your parents do? Did they work? What kind of work did they do?
My mom was all my life. What I remember, she was a cook.
She was a cook?
Yeah. This is why I'm cooking good.
Oh, wait. You said she's a cook.
Yeah, she was a cook and very good.
Oh, a cook. I thought you said a kook.
No, cook. No, she, whatever. How is it? She was a chef.
She was a chef. Okay, that's okay. I thought you were saying a kook, like, you know, a little kooky. That's okay.
Cooking, yeah.
Well, you know something, though. Cooking is an art, and artistic people can be a little kooky, so whatever. But anyway,
yeah.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talk with Francesca, and I'm here on the phone with a 4-time Olympic gold medalist, Olga Korbut. Okay, so Olga, did you realize that you were better than others at your age?
No, I didn't realize, but I did what I was born to do. Mm-hmm. And I, all the time, even my coach is not on the gym, I always create something by myself, mm-hmm. all the time. I always stay front of the mirror and I learn my smile, how to be perfect, how to be beautiful, you know.
Yeah, you taught yourself. You just listen to your inner voice.
Yeah.
Well, you're very fortunate because so many people in life search and search and search to find what it is that they were meant to do. Their sort of their purpose, if you will. And it sounds like you never really had to address that or deal with that aspect of your being, that you were always... You were just meant to be in gymnastics. It was a natural thing, and you know.
You know what I learned through my career, teaching career and coaching career for gymnastics. They don't focus in one sport. They try everything, but not focusing. You have to be focused on something, what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. That's a good. Good food for thought there, yeah. So, you know, Olga, gymnastics tended to be dominated by older gymnasts in that time. Did you think you could compete so quickly against the more established gymnasts?
My point was I wanted to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
Not to win, to be the best. This is more than win.
So competing with yourself?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So it didn't matter that there were the gymnastics was dominated by older gymnasts.
No,
it wasn't
doesn't
intimidating
matter.
To you. It,
maybe after 41 years now, yeah. Somebody have to change gymnastics again. Mm. It will be big surprise, big present for gymnastics.
Mm-hmm. So, Olga, what do you think is your greatest strength?
Greatest strength? I don't know. Everything.
Oh. Well, we know that. Well, I'll tell you what your greatest strength then is: self-confidence. Right?
What?
I said, then your greatest strength sounds like it would be self-confidence if you think that everything is your greatest strength. But give us your three top strengths.
Three top strengths is focus, discipline, and diet.
Diet. So, well, yeah, that's part of discipline, though, too, right?
We are gymnasts. We need to eat healthy and focusing what you're doing.
Okay. All right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talk with Francesca, and I'm here on the phone with Olga Korbut, who is a four-time Olympic gold medalist, and she's calling very early in the morning because it's early here, and it's 3 hours earlier where she is in Arizona, so we very much appreciate you being with us today. So, Olga, having won your first gold in the USSR championships, you suffered with injuries and illnesses before the 1972 Olympics in Munich. What were your realistic expectations at the time?
Before Olympic Games, by the way, head coach didn't want me to be on the team. But in last competition, national competition, USSR, former, and they didn't expect me to win, but I was a capture all hearts of public. This was my key. Mm-hmm. And all stadiums stand up and applaud. And they decided to put me on the team.
Uh-huh. So, Olga, how did you learn to be so focused? I mean, some people are just more naturally focused than others. But, I mean, you have, you know, an intense level of focus. Was that something that was natural with you, or did you have to train yourself to be that way?
No, again, I will tell you, you have to love what you're doing.
Okay. Okay, so if you're loving what you're doing, yeah.
In one thing, what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Don't go everywhere and just focusing.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's great advice. So how did 1972 change your life?
It's changed, but not much. I mean, I'm not kind of person who I will celebrate and, no, I start to do same what I did before that. And I even didn't like it because they bothering me. A lot of interview, and I didn't like because I want to do something else, more creative, more new elements. But, you know, I start to travel to United States, to another countries, and what Richard Nixon told. You know what he told when he met me?
What?
He said, you girls, gymnasts, and you all the time trying to do backflips, but you always landing on your feet. Uh-huh. And I would like, so it will be in politics like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was in 1973.
Okay. All right. So, Olga, okay, that's great. So, take us through your two individual routines that won gold, the beam and the floor.
You know what? I didn't expect to win beam and floor because Russian coaches all the time thought I'm weaker there.
That you what?
I'm weak on there.
Oh, you're weak. Okay, uh-huh.
Not strong because I was small. Mm-hmm. And maybe they, I don't know, but this is a miracle happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I thought I will win a bar because this was my strongest event. But in that time, politics was involved, And
how so?
Germany have to win two events and Russia two events. Mm-hmm. But this is why I didn't lose, but this is how Georges decided to do.
What do you mean? Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Germany have to win a vault and bars, and Russia have to win floor and beam.
Really?
Yes. This is what happened, by the way.
So you're saying
Karin
it was...
Young's won a beam and a vault.
So you're saying it was political?
Yeah.
Really? So what went through your mind on the bars when you fell three different times?
Nothing. I thought this was a dream. I didn't expect to do this, but I had a little bit injuries, and I couldn't hold my leg.
Uh-huh.
And this is start to be a mess at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Because even what I felt from first time, you can do it. Mm-hmm. Everybody can do it, but I didn't see. Maybe this is the beginning of the end when I won next day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you received a 9.8 for that routine.
Stronger and mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. So that next day, you received a 9.8 for that routine, and the audience showed their disapproval. How did that make you feel? Do you feel that you deserved the perfect 10?
I didn't think about it. Now you know me by interview.
Mm-hmm.
I just was all the time focusing on what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
If I will be think about that, I will fail from everything.
That's just an amazing quality that you have, that level of focus. Is that something that you feel that you had to develop over time? Or do you feel that that is just something that's very natural with you? You found what you loved and you just naturally became very focused on it.
You know, we were born to do something. If you're not focusing, you never will achieve what you want. But I didn't go to Munich to win something. Mm-hmm. I've been there to show the world how beautiful I am, mm-hmm. and how powerful I am.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and this is what they pay off.
Yes, absolutely. Given that you were so young, is it hard for you to look back at that time clearly? I mean, it's been almost 40 years since then. Do you remember it like it was yesterday, or is it, you know, a memory?
This is not like yesterday. This is like now.
Okay. So it's still very, very much right there.
Yes, because I still work out. I still involved in gymnastics. I still writing books, and, you know.
You're writing a book?
Yeah.
Oh, what are you writing a book about?
About my life.
Oh, fantastic.
Because I think somebody, if they will read, they will take something to... I would like to help them to what we're talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
Focusing, discipline, mm-hmm. diet, and go mm-hmm. and achieve your goal.
But sometimes in people's lives, there's things that come up that take the focus away from where they should be, you know, different experiences and trauma, whatever. And how would you tell someone who is experiencing a difficult situation to be able to stay focused on the goal and not get, you know, pulled down by whatever it is that might be, you know, say a crisis in their life? Because everyone goes through stuff in their lives, and, you know, and we get pulled away from what we love and what our focus is. And so what I'm wondering is what advice would you give to someone who is focused but maybe has taken a side turn and you know, getting off their focus? How would you recommend that they get back on that?
just do it whatever you love. And it doesn't matter where you are practicing, and the gym. I practice in everywhere.
But what I'm asking is that if you know that focus is a very is a quality to be able to be very, very focused, and we can't always focus as well as we'd like to at various times in our lives when various instances, things have come up that are difficult or painful, maybe a death, whatever it might be. You lose someone you love. It could be anything. So what would you say to someone to stay focused? How would you maintain that focus?
It's, again, you have to do what you love.
Do what you love. Okay. All right. So just if you're doing what you love, it's not really going to matter. You're just going to keep at it.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So, you captured hearts in Munich. What was it like to be a hero back home in both the East and in the West?
In that time, it's not heroes. Everybody was equal. The same.
Okay.
And this is, by the way, helped me to move forward. Nobody, they recognized me, but I I go to the gym. I went to the gym. I did what I have to do. This is most important, and this helps me a lot not to be a hero. And
just a regular just a regular person. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talk with Francesca, and I'm speaking with Olga Korbut, who is a four-time Olympic gold medalist. Olga, everyone thought that the 1976 Olympics in Montreal would be a battle between you and Nadia. Did you think this would be the case?
No, it's 1972 was my Olympics, and 1976 was Nadia's Olympics. And I'm very glad this happened,
Was it hard carrying an injury in 1976 and that you feel like were you able to represent yourself to the best of your abilities? I mean, you had a sore ankle and probably cost you some points. Was that frustrating for you?
It was, but most important, I was empty. You understand what I mean? Empty inside.
Pardon?
I was empty inside.
I do understand that there was nothing left.
Yeah, nothing left. It just I competing for the team. Because I had the experience and I was like a leader in my team. Yes.
So what did you make of Nadia in 1976? How good was she?
She was pretty good, but nothing extraordinary. And I glad start to put 10, even she didn't do it for 10. Because my routine back 72 was maybe 11, not 10.
Well, you are just brimming with confidence. That's wonderful. Had any gymnast thought the score of 10 was possible?
No.
10
is not possible.
It is not possible. Okay.
No, we human beings, we make little mistakes. But 11, maybe.
Okay, all right. All right, Olga. Well, we just have a few minutes left. What was the best advice you'd ever been given?
Best advice? No, again, best advice what I given, work out. Be disciplined.
Focus.
Yes, this is very important. And focus what you're doing.
Okay. All right. All right. Olga Korbut, four-time Olympic gold medalist, thank you so much for being on Talk with Francesca today. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. All right, up next, according to the FBI, one in four women will be the victim of crime in her lifetime. The latest 2011 report from the Department of Justice indicates violent crimes have increased by 22% between 2010 and 2011. That's incredible. To put the numbers in perspective, 4.9 million people were victims of crimes in 2010. In 2011, the number increased to 5.8 million. We'll talk about this upward trend and what can be done about it when we return. Be right back. Don't try, sir.